What's going on, guys? This should be like episode 88 of Calling All Craft Beer. And forgive me for the audio because I know that it's probably going to get a little wonky because I'm driving. And this is the first time that we've been in the car driving in a minute and recording a podcast. But guess where I'm on my way to? You're going to have to guess. Multiple times. Come on, take a quick guess. All right, I don't know why the hell I'm talking to the air and asking y'all to guess, but I'm on my way to Trippin' Animals. Y'all know one of my favorite breweries, and they had a little drop today, and it's a triple IPA with Short Throw Brewing that I was super looking forward to, and I ended up picking up that. As well as a sour that that I think they released a minute ago, but they still have some of it, so we'll see how that thing goes. It's blue, so kind of one of the things I love about, you know, breweries like Trippin' Animals and stuff like that is when they do funky color beers. You know, like one of my favorites, you know, back in the day was the one they did with Purple Carrots. And I can't even remember the fucking name of it, but it was a funky ass beer. And it was good. I actually liked it. It was a little on the, like, funk, you know, ultimately funky side. But there's certain funky I can handle. You know, I know you heard on the last episode, I talked a little bit about the Thunder Funk from Bentwater, and that it was just a little weird for me. And it was just, like, mild, but great brewery. Glad that I got to experience fresh beer from them and really give them a proper review because they deserved it. And I wanted to kind of talk a little bit more in depth about breweries and, you know, belief systems and things like that. You know, like, I really don't know. I want everybody to understand this. So this is something that I think we failed to really ever talk about. And what I want a lot of people to, I think a lot of people ultimately look at someone like myself and Thomas and whatever, and they're like, oh, you know, they're Christians, they're, you know, Republicans, or they're conservatives. You know, I don't consider myself a Republican, but I am conservative. And people automatically assume and or believe that we're homophobes and that we're racist and that all this other bullshit, which could not be further from the truth. I mean, I am probably, you know, I don't want to say I'm not, like, you know, socially completely liberal, but I'm a lot more socially liberal than I am socially conservative. And what I mean by that is that I have an acceptance of all people. Like, you're who you want to have sex with, who you want to, you know, spend your time with is none of my fucking business, you know. And even as a Christian, you know, God, one of the things that we're told is that it's not my place to judge. It's not my place to put a pin in you. It's not my place to judge you for your actions or anything else, you know. And so I don't. And that's something that, you know, I grew up with a father who was a homosexual and was, I mean, my most loved, you know, person on earth. You know, I mean, I walked in on my dad having sex with another man and it fucked my head up, but I didn't hate my dad because of that. I loved my dad. My dad was my favorite person in the entire world. I didn't understand, and I still, to this day, you know, sometimes don't necessarily understand, you know, the draw. And look, I'm going to say this because this is how I feel, not because I feel any kind of way or I feel bad or I'm angry at anybody else, but women are fucking beautiful. You know what I mean? Like, women are sexy. Women are, there's just, I mean, so many amazing, wonderful things about women. I mean, let's be real. Like, a pussy is gorgeous. Like, and I talk to women who say they're gross and this and that and, you know, whatever else. And hey, that's your decision. But for God, for me, and I say God, I shouldn't say guys, but for me, nah, like, give me a nice set of boobs and a beautiful butt and a healthy vagina, I'm a happy man. And obviously I'm a married man. I love my wife and she provides all three. But that, you know, I don't get it, but it's just because I don't feel that way, right? Like, I look at guys and I'm like, dude, we are, like, hairy, disgusting, farting, stinky. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Women can be that very much, too. But I don't get it. Like, I don't get the draw of even women to men, let alone another man to a man. So that's just, you know, that's just my thoughts. And I don't think ill of anybody for their decisions or how they feel or, you know, or what they're, who they're attracted to. It's none of my business. You know what I mean? Like, and you know, we can get in as deep as talking about abortion and things like that. And, you know, and as a father of three girls and a husband, you know, I don't know, you know, like, I know that God says murder is wrong. And I know that the majority of abortions in this country happen solely for the purpose of convenience, meaning that somebody who just wasn't smart enough to wear a condom or use birth control or just not have sex. They got pregnant and they choose to have an abortion because it wasn't the right time in their life. It wasn't the right time in their career. It wasn't convenient for them, you know, and that sucks to me. Right. And I think most people would feel some kind of a way. You know, if you knew somebody who was promiscuous and had like seven abortions because they just, and they killed like seven babies just because they didn't want to have a baby, but yet they kept getting pregnant, that's a problem. You know, I mean, you're, as an adult, like, you can be a responsible person and take care of yourself. You don't have to keep getting pregnant. But anyway, that's my opinion. You may not agree with me, and that's okay. We can agree to disagree, and that's the beautiful thing about being human. You know, and but if my daughters, God forbid, or my wife, or anybody that I love, or that's my family, or even someone that I'm friends with or that I care about, was to get raped or to have or incest or anything crazy like that happen to them, I don't know that I wouldn't want them to have the choice, you know, to say, I don't want this baby. You know, so it's hard. It's not, abortion is difficult because it's not a black and white thing. You know, and it's just not. Like, I'm sorry, but I don't care who you are. I don't care what you say. I don't care what your thought processes are. It's not black and white. It's not. I don't mean black and white as in like black and white people. I mean black and white as in there's no, it's not just right and wrong. There are multiple facets to abortion, and it's just not, it's a hard thing to talk about. It's a very difficult topic to have a conversation about. You know what I mean? And I don't, there's very few people, in my personal opinion, that have one ultimate stance on it, and it is what it is. You know what I mean? I have very few people that would say, you know, it's wrong for convenience, but if my daughter got raped or my wife got raped, I would force them to have the baby. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about all that. You know what I mean? So anyway, that's, and I don't mean to just push, you know, the whole topic of abortion and whatnot off as if it's not important, as if it's not a big deal, because it is. You know what I mean? Like, that's not what I'm saying at all. But what I am, you know, trying to make known and say is that it's not that cut and dry. So anyway, but when it comes to, you know, the only other thing that I'm a little, that I probably have a tougher stance on is when it comes to like transgender people and just the ability for them to be able to like be welcomed into like, you know, like a man who still has a penis but considers himself to be a woman to be able to use like a restroom when my daughters are in there. I'm not cool with that. You know, I'm not, because just the same as if it was a straight man who wanted to go into a girl's bathroom, you don't know what their intentions are. And just because you feel some type of way about transgender, you know, LGBTQ, whatever the case may be, doesn't mean there aren't bad people out there that are transgender. There are scumbags out there that are straight. There are scumbags out there that are gay. There are some scumbags out there that are black, that are white, that are Asian, that are Hispanic. It doesn't matter. There are scumbags all over the world, and it's not fair to make it seem like, I just fucked up and I think I missed my exit. But anyway, it is what it is, right? And I say that because that's my thought process. You know, does it mean that I hate transgender people, or I hate gay people, or I hate, you know, bisexual people, lesbians? No, not at all. You know, and yeah, I mean, a lot of people will discredit someone like myself and say, oh, well, just because you have friends that are lesbians, or no, I don't just have friends that are lesbians. I have people that I love and would give my life for that are lesbians. and that are gay. You know, and that's, they're not just people that I know. They're my family, you know, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. So that's not, you know, so let's get, let's put that shit to rest, because that's not the truth whatsoever. And the same thing goes for being racist and whatever else. Not a fucking racist bone in my body. I love people. I love people of all color. I married a friggin' hot-headed Cuban woman who, you know, would fucking stab me in the face in a heartbeat. And hey, and I love her with everything that I am. And yeah, I mean, she, you, if you saw her in a convenience store, you would probably think she's white, but she's Hispanic, you know, and she's mixed. You know, her mother is, you know, Midwestern white lady, and her father was 100% Cuban. And it is what it is. But at the end of the day, that's neither here nor there. And the reason why I wanted to talk about that is because I don't think, you know, people automatically see me like fighting back about vaccine passports and mandates and all this stuff, and they automatically assume, oh, here's this bigot, racist, you know, because you, obviously we can't be a free thinking conservative without being a racist and a bigot and whatever else. And that's just not who I am. Like, and anybody who has ever met me will tell you that. You know, I am welcoming to all people. I love all people. I would give the shirt off my back to anybody who needs it. And that's the type of person that I have always been. But I wonder about, you know, like situations like these. Like, I don't know where the guys from Tripping Animals stand politically. And it's not my place to even insinuate that I know. But I have seen anti-Trump stuff come from them and their patrons, and, you know, and like they've joked about things and said, you know, comical stuff or whatever. And maybe it was all in good fun, or maybe it was because they genuinely hated him for whatever reason. None of my business. I could care less. But looking at these gentlemen who came from Venezuela, it's hard for me to believe that they would be for a tyrannical socialist style government when they watch their own country basically get burned to the ground, you know. And just like Cubans, you know, the reason why Biden didn't reach out and open the fucking southern border in Florida to Cubans, to Cuban refugees, when everything was, you know, which is still going on in Cuba, by the way, to this moment, the reason why he didn't open up Florida's border and allow Cubans to come here and get asylum during the, you know, this, the revolution that's continuing to go on in Cuba, is because he didn't want people coming here that were voting Republican. And I know, or, you know, voting conservative, and you can argue with me all you want. You can say I'm wrong, but I'm not. That's the truth. At the end of the day, Cubans who have lived through communism and socialism will not vote for people who have communist and socialist tendencies and or thought processes. So they're not going to vote for Democrats. And that's just the way it is. And they're not going to allow those people to come here into the country. Like, it's just not going to happen. So, but they'll leave the southern border from places like Haiti and Mexico and, you know, wherever else open for South Americans, because South Americans, unless they're coming from places like Venezuela and Ecuador, who have dealt with, I can't remember the other country that's dealing with some socialist stuff right now. I apologize. But anyway, most of the people that would come here from South America would vote Democrat because they're getting free stuff. They're coming here with the promise that they're being given free healthcare, you know, free road to citizenship, free education, free housing, free this, free that. And that's why they're coming here. They're not coming here because they want to work hard and make good for themselves. Most of them. Some are, absolutely. But a lot of them are coming here because they know they're getting shit for free. They know they can walk across the fucking border and immediately be given amnesty and a place to live and a college education and a check every month from the government that's going to take care of them. And it is what it is. And their families are going to be better off whether they actually work and make themselves better or they just live off the government for the rest of their lives. Which, if you looked at the documentation for like the Afghani refugees that were just brought here when we pulled out of Afghanistan, over 60,000 of them, they've all been given amnesty. whether they were actually vetted properly or not. And they've all been promised citizenship as long as they stay in the country for at least a year. I mean, wow. You know what I'm saying? And that's just, it's insane to even, to see that kind of stuff. And I don't, I am not anti-immigration. I am anti-illegal immigration. You know, my family, my father came here as an immigrant and did it the right way. And, you know, he met my mom. They fell in love. They got married. He got his green card. He did things the right way. And it didn't work out ultimately for them. And, you know, life goes on. But at the end of the day, you also have tons of other people who have come here and done it the right way, followed the rule of law, done it legally and become citizens. And it's a slap in the face to all those people who did things the way they were supposed to. When you see an administration like the Biden administration, it just literally allows people to cross over the border and do whatever the hell they want and not be vetted and not be held accountable and not, you know, they're literally just pouring into the country and they're being given everything they could possibly ever need. And it's all coming from our pockets. Just like I had somebody the other day, I laughed my ass off. What are you talking? Why wouldn't you get the vaccination? It's free. It's not free. We're paying for it. Taxpayer dollars. Like, where do you think all the money to pay for all this shit is coming from? The monoclonal antibodies, all that stuff that they're providing for people, all these treatments, remdesivir, all this stuff that's being used to treat COVID-19, it's all being paid for by taxpayer dollars. All of it. You know, the fact that we've got, that we, Pfizer is set to make $35 billion this quarter, and that's our money. We are paying that, not the government. The government don't have no fucking money. They're broke. They're $28 trillion in debt. So the money to pay that comes from us. Point blank, period. And too many of you don't understand that. You keep saying it's free. It's not fucking free. We pay for it. Every taxpaying American pays for it. And then you got idiots like AOC saying tax the rich when the rich already pay 70% of the fucking taxes in the country. What more do you want to do? That's what happens in socialist countries, right? So countries like Venezuela, that's what happens in these countries where when the government raises the taxes to a level that is no longer sustainable for the rich, they leave because they can. If you're a billionaire and you own a company in Venezuela and they raise your tax rate to like 90% and you're no longer making a profit off of anything because you're literally just giving your money over to the government, but you're a billionaire, you can pick everything up and move to another country. Normal people can't do that. So we're the ones that end up getting stuck and left behind to pick up the pieces and deal with the shit after all the rich people have left. Because trust me, the rich people are not going to hang around and be like, ah, you know, let me just hang around here for a couple years. Maybe it'll get better. And I'll just keep paying these 90% taxes. Hell no. As soon as they even get wind that taxes are going to start moving up, moving, that are going to start getting to an unsustainable level, they start looking to move. And that's the absolute God's honest truth. Anybody who knows and has lived through scenarios like this can tell you and will tell you with a 1,000,000% truth that the first thing that happens when that situation occurs, and that's what happens, is that the government will pass stuff like universal health care, universal education, you know, blah, 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 all this crap. And then when all the rich people leave and they have nobody left to tax, there's no more money. There's nowhere for them to get money from anymore. So that's when the countries go to shit. That's when you end up standing in line and waiting for toilet paper. That's when you see, you know, the currency of the country in the streets being fucking burned and in the gutters because it's no longer valuable, because there's no longer, it doesn't matter anymore because you can't buy anything with it because there's nothing to buy. The government controls everything and they're going to ration things to you while the elites that are left, which are typically only governmental, live the high life, just like in Cuba. You know, in Cuba, the elites live like kings. They dine on, you know, filet mignon and lobster tail every day, and they have caviar, and they drink champagne, you know, out of fucking glass boots, and, you know, and they have all the healthcare they could ever want, and they drive brand new Mercedes, and, you know, all this other shit. Meanwhile, the people are fucking pushing their cars in line to get their 5 gallons of gas ration weekly. I mean, that's not the kind of shit that you want here in America. You know, and that's what a lot of you people are failing to realize, is that with administrations like the Biden administration, that's what they're shooting for. Now, the beauty of it is that the whole of the American people would never allow that to happen. You know, we would ultimately stand up before we would allow our country to be taken over and become socialist. But right now, things are fucking scary because China is literally at our borders because they know we're weak and divided right now, and they're looking to start fucking chomping away at U.S. territories. And a lot of people don't know this, and a lot of people don't want to admit that it's true. There are at least 250,000 Chinese troops in Canada right now that are sitting on the border of Michigan and northern United States. Their ships were just driven out of U.S. waters in Alaska by the Coast Guard, because they got too close to... They actually got into Alaskan waters. And right now they're testing us. They're testing how far they can push, what they can get away with, and they're slowly going to start chipping away until they start taking away, you know, they start taking a hold of little things. It'll be a territory. We'll hear, oh shit, the U.S. took over the Virgin Islands. China took over the U.S. Virgin Islands. And Biden's going to go, it's just an island. Fuck it, who cares? Right? Then next is going to be Puerto Rico. And Biden's just going to be like, fuck it, it's just Puerto Rico. You know, no big deal. Well, who cares? You know? And they're just going to keep, like, making it seem as though it's not that big of a deal over and over again until they finally start impeding on U.S. soil. And now I'm not saying that it has to get to this, but that is what, you know, things are looking like at this point right now, is what they're trying to do, is they're chipping away, trying to gain access, you know, to shit like that. And that's the frustrating part, is that, you know, people don't realize it. Like, they really are too blind to think that something like this could happen, because we've lived inside this United States bubble for so long, and now that it's been 20 years since the last time the country was actually attacked on 9/11, regardless of what your beliefs are about 9/11, I have my own, but we won't even get into that right now. But that's the kind of shit where people are just like, you know, like, damn, like, they've forgotten what it felt like to be attacked on our own soil. So much so that a lot of the younger people and a lot of the people who are now in the military don't know what it felt like, because they weren't alive or they were too young to remember. So, you know, it is what it is. And I didn't come on here really to start going crazy about this, because like I said, this has nothing to do with tripping animals. I'm not, you know, talking bad about these guys. I mean, I love this brewery. This is one of my favorite South Florida breweries. The team is amazing. You know, but I do know that I've seen some posts come out of here. You know, some of the staff and stuff are, you know, very liberal, and I've seen them make, you know, not necessarily posts about the vaccine and stuff like that, but posts, you know, just about like BLM and stuff like that back in the day. And I don't want anybody to ever associate my conservatism with me being a racist or a bigot or a homophobe or anything like that, because it's simply not true. And I'll fight till the end of the earth not to prove that, but, you know, to say that that's the truth, because that's who I am. I am not, I don't care who you are. You know, I will, like I said, I will go to bat and give the shirt off my back to anybody who needs it. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what your sexual preference is, your religion. It doesn't matter to me. And that's how I've always been, and that's how I will always continue to be. And, you know, I just wanted to kind of get that off of there. But I'm super excited that I'm over here. Shit. That I'm over here. You know, I had to just like wrap around this great big crane truck because they changed up the exit a little bit on me and got me fucking confused. But I'm excited that I'm going here for the first time. I've not been here since. Fuck. I don't even remember. It's been so long since I've been here. because I haven't been here. I haven't come here once, I don't think, since we moved in March. So it was pre-March, because I know that I had some beers in the fridge that were from Trippin' Animals that I ended up having to dump out because I had, like, stepped back from beers, you know, when my back was really fucked up and I was trying to lose some weight before I even did 75 Hard or anything like that. And I had a few Trippin' Animals beers in the fridge that I had to dump out because they just didn't, they weren't good anymore. But this will be my first time actually picking up some fresh brews from there in a long while, and I'm excited, man. I'm really excited to try them. Now, today, it's only Tuesday, so I will not be cracking any of these beers until the weekend, because that's just the way I roll right now. I'm actually headed down here. It's fucking a horrible day, dude. It's rainy, it's nasty. I saw like 4 accidents on the highway. People are driving like shit, which is South Florida. So I was like taking my time getting down here. And now that I'm almost there, I'm going to go inside, check it out, see what's going on, grab my brews, and then I'm going to head home. And I will pick this show up on my way back and just do like a second segment to the show. So I'll be back later. What's going on, guys? All right. So I am rolling out from Trippin' Animals, and I was going to hang out and maybe try a couple beers and kind of go from there, but to be 1,000,000% honest, the weather is so fucking bad that, and it's the middle of the week, and I had promised myself I was only going to have beers on the weekends. So one, I wanted to stick to my guns, and two, the weather is so shitty that I really don't think I should be drinking, even if it's only a couple tasters and then going home, because it's just too messed up. So, and you know, we all got to be, you know, really careful, you know, and we all know our limits. I mean, here, I mean, I'm pretty, still pretty close to a 300 pound guy. I'm in 280s. And, but I will say in all truth that lately, because I haven't had alcohol in a long time, that has definitely affected me more recently than it used to. So I don't want to take the chance of having even a couple tasters and driving home. It's just not worth it to me. You know, I mean, we all know our good friend, MIA Beer Brigade, who is still like MIA off of social media and everything. I don't exactly know the whole, you know, deal of everything that happened with him and whatnot, and I'm not going to throw the guy under the bus. The only thing I would honestly say is just, you know, like, don't drink and drive. Like, you know, like, it's one thing, and it's not even, I guess I shouldn't even say this, but it's the truth. I mean, it's one thing to go and have, like, you know, a beer or two, or to go have, like, you know, a couple tasters and then, you know, and then drive a short distance. But when you're rolling out and you're hitting multiple different breweries and you're closing places down and you're drinking, you know, 15% stouts and then hopping back in the car and going from brewery to brewery to brewery, you're obviously not just driving buzzed, you're driving inebriated. And that's when, you know, things happen, like, you know, running a bicyclist off the road and killing them. And even if it was the bicyclist's fault, it's still, you know, it still puts people in a rough situation, and it paints a bad picture of the beer, you know, the beer community in general. So we got to be careful. I got to be careful. I got babies and a wife to worry about. So not to go off on some rant about drinking and driving, because I am the last person in the world that should be chastising anyone for that, because I've done it plenty of times over my life and been blessed enough to not have any issues. But it doesn't mean that I should continue to toe the line and take chances like that. So, but anyway, I picked up 3 4 packs. Actually ended up picking up an extra one, which was there. It was a peach sour that they did that I've been eyeing, and I wasn't sure if I wanted to get it or not, but I figured I'd make my decision when I got there, because I take a look at everything that they had, and I'm like, peach has just always been a a flavor that I love. And, you know, guys pick on me and they're like, ah, you like peach? And I'm like, fuck yeah, I like peach. Peach is, reminds me of a nice fucking supple ass, right? So I love me a peach. But, you know, obviously peach does not taste like ass. And I know what ass tastes like, trust me. So anyway, this one's actually called 1400 pounds of peach, and it's a peach sour ale. Really looking forward to it. The other one I got is called More Ice Cream Than Ever, and it is a pistachio ice cream, apricot, raspberry, coconut, and vanilla sour. And then I got their triple that they did with Short Throat Brewing, so I'm excited. That just literally just came out today, so that one was the reason for the trip, and then the other two were just happened to be bonuses because of what they had in stock at the time. So I'm excited. Can't wait to get to crack them open. I really hope I can make it till Friday, but I don't know. It may end up being an early break here because this is going to be a beer week for me. Like, I'm planning on hitting some breweries on Saturday, and then Sunday, as you all know, Thomas and I will be coming together for a visit to King Fox Brewing. And we're actually going to be sitting down with the owner of the brewery, doing an interview, enjoying some of the beers, checking out the brewery, and just, you know, having a good time. So that'll be awesome. So we'll see how this goes, you know, and if I do have more beers this week, then I just need to fucking work out extra hard. But it's definitely been, so let me get into that and talking about that. So what a mind fuck, right? So, dude, I went 75 days where I worked out twice a day, every day. You know, a gym workout, 90% of the time. There were a few times where I couldn't hit the gym, so I would end up doing like a band workout at the house or two rounds of cardio or something like that. And then I would do my outside workout every day, which either consisted of riding my bike or walking and or, you know, fast walking around my neighborhood. And multiple other, you know, forms of that as well. I mean, there was, you know, some other outside stuff that I did along the way as well. But two workouts a day, drank a gallon of water, read 10 pages of a book. And everybody says that 21 days creates a habit. And I completely fell off the fucking wagon. And what I mean by that is I have not touched my book that I had started reading, that I wasn't finished. I have not touched my book. I can't tell you if there's been a day since I finished 75 Hard that I've actually drank a gallon of water. I've been having headaches, body aches, like, I don't know if this is my body like rebelling after over 75 days or if it had just gotten so used to what I was doing that me stepping back and not doing it, that my body's like, yo, like what the hell's going on? But I have not felt good. I've been having headaches, like all kinds of weird shit's been going on. I have been training, but it has not been consistent. Like last week I worked out Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right? So I trained 5 out of 7 days last week, but my goal was 7, you know, because no matter what, I still want to work out at least once a day, 7 days a week. Now, I may go back to my 3 days on, 1 day off routine that I was doing before and still do like cardio on my day off, but not lift weights on my 1 day off. But, you know, so I was glad that I got at least 5 days in a training last week. But the week prior to that, I think I trained like once or twice. You know, and it's just been hard. It's been hard to like get back on. It's been hard to, I just been fucked up. Like I have not been able to get back on the wagon. And I mean, and I haven't even been eating terribly at all. Like I've literally been sticking to my diet. I've had a couple off meals here and there. And I did like my first day off, I had, you know, a great big breakfast, and then we had like some good food later on that day. I don't remember what it was. I think I grilled, and we just had like burgers and chicken and stuff because it was Labor Day. But I haven't really eaten too much off, you know, because like I said, like my big thing is sweets, man. Like I love cakes and pies and fucking candy and like shit like that. I don't have to eat fried food and fucking McDonald's, and I'm not about that. I'm perfect, dude. I could literally eat chicken, rice, and vegetables for the rest of my life and I would be perfectly fine. But what I miss are donuts and fucking cakes and pies and shit like that. Like that's the stuff that gets me, right? So that's my typical cheats. But like yesterday, the kids had a fundraiser at Pieology, which is one of those like make it, you know, do it yourself. Well, not do it yourself, but make, you know, make your own pizza pie kind of things. What's the other one? Not Mojo. I forget what it's called. There's another one that we go to that we go to for a while. It starts with an M. And Blaze Pizza and things like that. And it fucked me up, man. Like, I was on the toilet all night long. I was fucking, my asshole's raw from fucking having diarrhea and shitting. And I mean, I was like, dude, I can't eat. Like, there's certain things that just fucking get me. And like, I could eat the other place, the other pizza place that I was talking about, the one that starts with an M that I can't remember. I even have the app on my phone. Can't think of it, though. But I could eat them all day long, and I'm fine. But for some reason, Pieology fucked me up. I don't know if it's something they use in their sauce or if it's the cheese they use. I don't know. Mozzarella doesn't typically bother me, but red sauce, certain red sauces will fuck me up. And it's just like the acidity, you know, of the red sauce that will like destroy, you know, my stomach. So, but it, I don't know, man. It's been really, really hard just to kind of get back on everything. Now, my plan was to kind of work out hard, but not be totally crazy about food and stuff like that for this entire month. And then on October 1st, I was going to jump right into phase one. And I was going to do phase one from October 1st to October 30th. And then, you know, take, again, kind of like ease up on the food restrictions and things like that until the end of the year. And then do phase two in January. Then, you know, ease back again and maybe do 75 hard again at some point next year in the like open time frame. But then finish off the year with my, you know, phase three, my last 30 days. You know what you're supposed to do you know, in terms of to do the Live Hard program. And so I'm like excited about that, but in the same respect, it's like, I don't know, man. Like, I'm like, I don't know. I'm just flustered and have just found it really hard to like stay on what I was doing before. And I haven't gained any weight, you know. Like, I did gain a few pounds. Like, I gained like 4 pounds like the first like 3 or 4 days, and that, as soon as I went to the gym a couple times, that shit fell right off. And I've actually lost a couple more pounds. I finished at 286, and last time I weighed myself, I was 282, so it was actually 4 pounds lighter than I was when I finished 75 hard. But that's not my goal. You know, obviously my goal is to get down, you know, to the 230-ish, and I want abs, and I want to be in the best shape of my life. And I understand that, you know, that someone like me who has struggled with this my entire life, that the idea of me staying, you know, perfectly on point for, you know, a massive long period of time is probably next to, you know, ridiculous to even think that. But because I'm just, you know, why am I making excuses? That's the fucking most annoying part of this whole thing, is to listen to myself babble, talking to you guys, making excuses, right? Because at the end of the day, yes, I want to be able to have beer. I want to be able to enjoy food. I want to be able to enjoy life and be able to have, you know, freedom. But in the same respect, it's like, I don't want to gain the fucking weight back, right? And if I don't stop fucking around, I'm going to gain the fucking weight back, and I'm going to end up being right back where I was. And that shit is fucking infuriating. And I do not want that. I do not want to be back where I was. I do not want to be, you know, 360 fucking pounds again because I decided that beer was more important than fucking walking my kids down the aisle. But it's not. Like, and at the end of the day, that, you know, my problem right now is not at all beer. Like, beer has been minimal, you know, in terms of the calories that I've ingested since I finished 75 hard. I had 2 beers the first day that I came off of 75 hard, because I dealt with all those stale beers. Then I had 2 beers on Friday. I had Friday? Yes, 2 beers on Friday. which I had. No, sorry, sorry, sorry. So I had two beers on Labor Day. Then that week, I went to Total Wine and bought another six pack of random beers. And I had that weekend, the following weekend after Labor Day, I had two beers on Friday, two beers on Saturday. And then I had this past Friday, I had two beers on Friday, which were the last two of that six pack. Then I had the Double Thunder, then on Saturday, I had the Double Thunder Funk. The Saturday was my biggest, heaviest day of beer, because I had four beers. I had the Double Thunder Funk from Bentwater that they sent me. I had the Sluice Juice, the Thunder Funk, and the Super Sluice. So I drank all four spaced out throughout the day, right? That was Saturday. Sunday, I had a Amberbach at the pizza place when we went to have pizza, went to have Italian food at Pasquale's. So since I've finished 75 Hard, I've literally had 6, 10, 11, I've had 13 beers. And it's been, what, September 6th was my first day off. So today is the 21st. So it's been 15 days. 15 days I've had 13 beers. So I basically had a beer a day. Almost a beer a day. Sounds like a lot, I guess. Fuck, maybe I have had more than I thought I did. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's, I didn't have beer for 80 days. And I mean it, like 75, yes, I didn't have beer for 75 days for 75 Hard, but I didn't have beer for like 5 days before I started 75 Hard because I just didn't have beer. And it wasn't even the thought process of not having it. It was just me being good and cutting back because I had started working out and was, you know, trying to do better. And I didn't have any good beer, so I didn't even fuck with it. Like, I didn't have a beer while we were out. I didn't have nothing. Like, I literally didn't touch any of the beers in the fridge or anything. The last time I had beer before finishing 75 Hard, actually, was Father's Day. And that was when I had... No, sorry. July 4th. So, no, not July 4th, because I started June 23rd. So, yeah, Father's Day. Father's Day was the last time that I had beer before I started 75 Hard. So, if you really think about it, that was, what, June 20 or June 16th or something like that was Father's Day. So, I actually didn't have beer for, like, close to 90 days. So, to have 13 beers after coming off a 90-day stint of no beer, I mean, I'm justifying it at this point, right? But, fuck. Ah, Jesus Christ. Lord, I'm sorry for taking your name in vain. This episode's all over the place, I promise you guys. But so, look forward to bringing you guys some reviews on these great beers that I just got from Trippin' Animals. I just got an 8-pack from Drew from Monkish. So, my fucking fridge is, like, overwhelmed with beer right now. I've still got two of the Double Thunder Funks that Bentwater sent me. I've got 8 new freshies from Monkish. I've got 12 new Trippin' Animals brews that are sitting next to me in the passenger seat of the car right now. And then Andrew Somyak, my buddy from Chicago, just sent me a box from Chi-Town as a congratulatory box for finishing 75 Hard. I have no idea what it is. It could be 2 beers, it could be 4 beers, it could be 6 beers, I don't know. He didn't tell me anything. I just know that it gets here Thursday. And he said that these were kind of some funky ones that he hopes I enjoy them and they should be a lot of fun. So that's what I'm looking forward to. And so obviously, I have a lot of beer to get through. And I'm not going to make the same mistake I did last time where I'm going to like leave beers in the fridge until I finish phase one. These fucking, if I don't finish these beers before it's time for me to go on phase one, which is 10 days, you know, 9 days from today, I will 100,000,000% send them out to people. So, like I said, you know, and I'll have some fun with those and see like how things go. So, I'm supposed to go work out tonight with my buddy at like 8:30, and I'm ready. Like, I need to fucking get in the gym and pound some weight, man, and just get some fucking aggression out and, you know, make myself feel a little bit better, because I do feel like I've been slacking. But you know, I mean, slacking, it's hard. Like, it's funny to think that 5 days of working out last week was slacking, but when normal people struggle to work out 1 day a week. But when you go from working out twice a day for 75 days straight, working out 5 days in a row and taking 2 days off, you feel like a fucking failure. So, and part of that is a good thing for me, right? Because I guess it is a change in my mindset and a change in my, you know, priorities and my thought process. And I'm over here beating myself up over missing 2 days last week when, you know, and I trained yesterday. So I did chest yesterday by myself because I didn't meet up with my buddy. So I went to my gym and did chest. And then today we were going to do back. And so we'll see how it goes. But I'll keep you guys posted. I appreciate you for listening to me fucking ramble on in this fucking dumbass episode. So I apologize if I've gone a little fucking wonky on you guys, but that's, you know, is what it is today. So, but I will talk to you next time. So, be safe out there. Enjoy your fucking brews and just take care of each other. Talk to you later. Peace.